We've already had the governor on earlier this morning, and now another one of the speakers at last night's State of the Schools event. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns will talk to us and is kind enough to give us his time every couple of weeks. President Mearns, good morning to you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great today, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Always better when I'm talking to people like you. We're going to get to last night's event in a little bit. First, let's start with commencement last weekend. Your feelings about another 3,000 or more alumni headed out into our world.
Yeah, that certainly was a great day, Steve. And it's a great source of pride for all of us associated with Ball State to celebrate the talent and tenacity of our students as they graduated. For me, a sense of gratitude to our faculty and staff for their commitment and their dedication, their service, which empowered these students to succeed. So I've got a trivia question for you, Steve.
Oh, hello. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was about 3,000 graduates. Okay. So since March of 2020, mm-hmm. a little over 4 years ago, right. with the onset of the pandemic, right. how many students do you think have graduated from Ball State?
1,322.
Well, but we just had 3,000 last Saturday.
See, you don't understand. And my wife Nancy and I have this discussion from time to time. When somebody asks you to guess, what I think you need to do is you guess incorrectly to the low side in this particular case, because it makes your fact that's about to be forthcoming any moment now much more impressive. So that's what I did there. I tried to help you out with a wow factor.
Wow, that's very interesting logic. But anyway, getting to the answer, you know, just in that four-year period, just since through the pandemic and since then, nearly 25,000 degrees from Ball State. So we now have about 220,000 living Ball State alumni. There, our graduates are teachers and administrators, probably in every school district in Indiana. Our graduates are working in large businesses, small businesses in every county in the state and probably in countries all around the world, including right here in Muncie. So the sense I had was a sense of pride, gratitude, and a real sense of how fortunate I am to be a part of this remarkable institution. Just
Excellent.
Truly very fortunate.
And I know a lot of those grads choose to stay in the area or in Indiana. I know you take great pride in that as well.
We do. So what we do is we conduct what's called a first destination survey. So, and I'll share some data from the class who graduated in May of 22 and May of 23. So, and what you measure is what percentage of your graduates are employed in the military or in graduate school. Okay. And that adds up to a figure. Ours is usually in the mid 90s, you know, like 94-95% of them are moving on to something successful. So in the class of 22, May of 22, of those graduates who are employed, 79% of them are employed in Indiana. And the class of 23, it ticked up even one more percentage point. So the class that graduated last year who are employed, 80% are employed in Indiana. And we're very proud of that statistic. And it resonates with our friends and supporters in the General Assembly and the governor, because we are the engine for talent development and economic development in the state of Indiana.
Speaking of the governor, you were hanging out with him last night. We'll get to that in a moment. This is President Jeffrey Mearns at Ball State University, live on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. I saw two reports before we get to that, two reports that were called encampments on campus at BSU. IPR and Star Press had that last week, related to the protests that we have seen and heard of related to Israel, Palestine, elsewhere, other campuses. The question was raised by the Delaware County prosecutor in a statement last week. Why were any tents allowed to stay on campus for any length of time?
Yeah, so first of all, I don't think it's accurate to call it an encampment. We permitted the students to erect two tents. Our policy says you can't have overnight tents without approval, based upon the judgment of Chief John Foster and Roanne Royer Engel, who's our Vice President of Student Affairs. We permitted the students to put up two tents, and they agreed to that limitation. On Thursday morning, when a third tent appeared, Roanne spoke to the students, and they immediately took that down. You know, our goal was to, on the one hand, respect the rights of our students to express their views so long as they did so peacefully. So we allowed a little bit of flexibility. We permitted it, so there was no violation of our policy. As I said, we were trying to de-escalate, and I'm pleased to report that we did. The students didn't disrupt final exams. They didn't disrupt the board meeting we had on Friday. They didn't disrupt commencement. They didn't even engage in anything that you could describe as civil disobedience, and they certainly didn't violate any law, the kinds of things that you've seen on campuses all across the country, including down in Bloomington. So I'm very proud of the way our University Police Department and Student Affairs handled it, and grateful that our students responded constructively to our encouragement to de-escalate the situation.
All right, Paul
and
Steve.
We avoided a confrontation. And I think that was a good outcome. Sorry.
President Jeffrey Merz, no problem. We appreciate the comments. Next, let's go to last night's event, the Muncie Community Schools State of the Schools. Your message was great. I watched the whole thing on Ball State PBS. It was great that they could stream it. And why do you remain so positive about the association between Ball State University and Muncie Community Schools?
Well, Steve, as you said, you saw it. So I shared a little bit of context about why we at Ball State chose to embrace this opportunity. And people talked about, you know, the risk we took or the courage we had. I really think it was an opportunity for us. It was an opportunity for us to deploy the expertise and talent that exists on our campus within Teachers College and in other colleges. Also, as I shared last night, you know, our future as a university is interdependent with the future of Muncie, Delaware County, and East Central Indiana. So we had an incentive to support it. And as I shared, I thought we had a moral obligation. The citizens, our friends and neighbors throughout Muncie for over a century have supported the growth and vitality of Ball State. And so we have an obligation to repay that debt by supporting the Muncie Community Schools to educate the next great group of students to graduate from Muncie Community Schools. And so I'm grateful to our community partners. And I think the prevailing sentiment was excitement about the progress we've made and optimism and even hope for an even brighter future. So it was a wonderful evening. There was a lot of pride and optimism in the room last night.
And the story you told about the reading photograph that you had with that young man, that was so cool. I got goosebumps when you were telling that one. If you want to watch that, folks, you can replay it on the YouTube page for Ball State PBS. Also, if you could, while I have you on this subject, comment on the recent appointments, the most recent ones to the MCS board, and remind just briefly how that process works for our listeners.
Yeah, so it's a 7-person appointed school board. 5 appointments are based on recommendation by the president of the university to our board of trustees. And so last Friday, Mark Irvin was reappointed. The other 2 seats come based upon recommendations from the mayor and the city council. So there presently is 1 vacancy on the school board. I've received 3 nominations from Mayor Ridenour. I've interviewed those candidates, and I'm in the process of making a final decision sometime this week or next week to fill that 1 vacancy. That's how we assemble those 7 people.
All right, very good. President Merz, Ball State University, live on WMUN, the Boren Scholarship. Some more honors for Ball State students, sir?
Yeah, so 3 of our students have received the Boren Scholarship. It supports students who want to study abroad. They get a $25,000 scholarship to cover travel expenses and tuition and the like. It's the first time in our history that in a single year we had 3 outstanding students selected for that important scholarship, and they're going to Poland, Taiwan, and Azerbaijan. It gives you a sense of the impact of that scholarship and the ambition of our outstanding students.
Very nice. Let's go to sports for a second. Golf, the men are, they're still in it to win it, aren't they, sir?
Yes. So they won the MAC mm-hmm. golf tournament, men's golf tournament, the first time since 1986. Steve, you were probably still, you know, waddling around in diapers in 1986.
That's very generous. Thank you. I was in high school, but go ahead.
Okay. Then softball is in the women's MAC softball tournament. Just yesterday, they won their first round game. They won 6-0, beat Western Michigan. We have this outstanding pitcher. Her name is Frances King. She tossed a shutout yesterday, but last Saturday, she pitched a perfect game.
Wow.
In a clutch must-win game for us. Then this weekend, really important competition. It's the MAC championships in track. Our women are seeking to defend their MAC title, and our baseball team is almost certainly going to qualify for the MAC baseball tournament, and they're also going to try to defend their MAC title. So lots still going on. Even though classes are over for the spring, we've got a lot of outstanding student athletes that are still out there competing, representing Ball State.
And President Mearns, I know you're very proud of Mike Fleck, too.
Yeah, he's a great coach. He's been working very hard. He's come up short several times, and it was so good to see him help that team go over the top.
Coach of the year for the conference. Pretty cool. Last item here before I get on to my next thing here on the radio, and this probably should have led to all items here, the countdown to cornhole, or is it called bags? Which do you prefer? I've heard it called both, apparently, on campus there.
Well, so first of all, while I consider the answer to your question, I never heard what the word of the day is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ulterior. In fact, I'll give you tomorrow's word of the day today so you could kind of work ahead. Ulterior. As long as we're talking about that, you brought it up. I mean, who's running the interview here? Sheesh. You did not use the word of the day last time we spoke, so I assumed by blowing me off in that instance, I thought you didn't want to do that. So I apologize if I misrepresented your feelings there.
No, so I think it's obvious that you had an ulterior motive in not telling me the word of the day because you knew I would know the definition. So I'm looking forward to cornhole. In a couple of weeks, I'll be 6 months recovered from my ankle injury and surgery. So starting to jog a little bit, I'm ready for cornhole anytime. I could do it in a walker, a wheelchair, with a boot, whatever. I'm prepared to continue my unbeaten winning streak.
Did you just say that you wanted to do it with a walker or a wheelchair? I could arrange for that if you want.
Well, first of all, you didn't have to arrange for it because a few months ago I was in a wheelchair or a walker. But no, I prefer to beat you standing up because then I can do my victory dance and touchdown dance.
Yeah, it would be nice if you could do that once. Nancy has purchased me a practice machine. She and I were doing some practicing in the backyard. I don't know if that worries you at all, because if that increases my skill set, I could continue to build on my undefeated streak. By the way, all this audio will be edited for broadcast on the podcast later, President Mearns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what you should save your resources from training and purchase just a video and audio editing machine so you can take the video that shows me winning and alter it to make it seem as if you won. Mm-hmm.
All right, President Mearns, always a pleasure.
It's great to talk to you,
By the way, wonderful job last night, everybody involved, but your presentation was really fantastic. I know you fully and fervently believe in what this association between the Ball State and the MCS is and continues to do. You could sense it, you could feel it in the way that you were speaking last night. Thank you for being so supportive of our community and so many other things that people may not be aware of. We appreciate you. We truly do.
Well, thank you, Steve. I feel blessed to have an opportunity to be a part of this great community and to help make whatever contribution I can. Thank you for your support and encouragement.
You betcha. President Jeffrey Mearns there, live on WMUN, as we continue with much more to come at 8:43. That much more is in a moment on WMUN.